You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and this is the last post, the last episode of Little Love Stories of 2022. I can't believe it's been since last spring that we've been sharing these stories almost weekly. I try my best. But it's been such a beautiful journey so far. I've off and on shared posts and stories that I've written years ago, and it's helped me appreciate myself as a writer, and it's helped me reflect on some of the experiences that I've had over the years and how writing specifically has helped me process them and understand them and understand myself better. And so I really appreciate the opportunity to do that, and then also in turn to share it with you. Today's episode is entitled A Miraculous Back and Forth. And I wrote this in spring of 2015, and I actually wrote it for an online magazine that is now defunct, so there's no issues with me sharing this, but I remember the inspiration behind it was feeling like all the work that I had done, so much of the spiritual work that I'd been doing and just committing to a consistent prayer practice, how that work had really helped me hold space for other people, really tune in to their energy and just be as helpful as I could possibly be in that moment, and how, like, I don't know, just surprising that was, because I'd felt like I'd had so much static the previous few years, and it was just really nice to be able to feel like myself again and feel like a conduit for good and love and kindness and peace. And obviously that's something that we all of us want to be, especially for the people closest to us, but it's not always easy because we have other things going on and things that bother us, and we all hold grudges and grievances. And so, you know, it's not always possible to be in that space. But when I wrote this, it was a welcome reprieve. And reading it again just now, I'm grateful to be in this space more often than not. And I'm grateful also to share this little story with you. So here is A Miraculous Back and Forth. Because some days we don't know where we want to go. We just know we're not ready to go home. I always landed at her doorstep. She was everyone I had ever known, and all of those whom I still had yet to meet. She had eyes that knew, with irises that were nothing less than blue pools of compassion. You felt her heart first, a warmth emanating from her chest, welcoming and nurturing. I think she was in her late 60s, her gray hair held loosely with pins at the nape of her neck, but she held herself with youthful ease. She already knew I was coming, despite the fact that I had not called her to say so. Green tea was brewing. The bitter and herbaceous scent hit me the moment she opened the door. "Well, come on in," she said in greeting, shielding her eyes from the early morning sun. "It's not that warm out." As I entered her home, my senses were hit with a new mixture of smells, of sweet peas gathered in a bouquet in a vase on the kitchen table, of patchouli burning slowly in a tiny copper bowl, and a fresh baked bread cooling in a tea towel by the windowsill. She motioned for me to sit on her orange corduroy sofa, and I obeyed. I knew I'd come to the right place. "Your energy feels lighter," she told me, looking me squarely in the eye. "You've been shedding." I had been thinking a lot lately about clearing my head, a spring cleaning of the mind, so to speak. My practice had always been a wholehearted focus on looking at the thoughts that seemed to disturb my peace, and any time I told myself those awful little lies or lingered on judging someone else, I'd stop, breathe, acknowledge the thought, and ask God for help to see it differently. Recently, I had felt the need to amp up that practice. I could no longer allow myself to play the victim, at least not as often as I had been. I wanted and deserved freedom. "Yes," I replied. "I had to. I couldn't keep carrying that weight." She nodded as she leaned forward and poured me a cup of tea. "But that's not why you're here, is it?" "No," I admitted as I sat back and crossed my legs in front of me. "I'm here because I've noticed something. I've noticed that I'm clearer as I make a more consistent effort to question my thoughts and judgments. Specifically, I've noticed that my empathic abilities have expanded. I've always been able to sense how a person is feeling, and a few years ago I was able to really fine-tune that skill, but this is different. It's purer, like there's way less interference on my end." She smiled, her eyes urging me to continue as she raised her cup to her lips. "I've been meeting a lot of new people lately, and I've found these encounters effortless. I mean, I pray before I meet anyone, which is always helpful, but lately it's been even more so. I know a person, like, I know what they need at that moment, what they need to hear, how to hold space for them, when to speak and when to keep quiet. What's more, I know that it's not even me doing it. It's like this dance that we're doing, a miraculous back and forth." "Yes," she said. "I know that dance well." She placed her cup on the table in front of me and paused for a moment before she spoke again. "Clearing all those cobwebs in your mind makes room for kindness and love. It clears space for God to work, once invited." I nodded as I drew noisy circles on her sofa with my fingernails. "I had lunch the other day with a man who works with addicts, and he told me about a patient who was particularly resistant to treatment. I had been fighting him for weeks, calling himself a lost cause, who was not worth saving, and had nothing good to live for. And this man, my friend, went on to say, just that day, his patient had a complete shift, something small but significant. He told the group that he would be looking into becoming a veterinary technician. He'd been searching for his entire life for anything to live for and came up with animals. He'd always loved animals, so if he could find a way to work with them, he may have something to look forward to, like a reason to heal." "Beautiful," she said. "Yes," I agreed. "And I noticed my friend congratulating himself as this man's therapist, and yet I found it so incongruent with what I heard. I said nothing. To my mind, this addict found willingness in a safe, supportive environment and his own decision to heal. That was the headline to me." She smiled slowly, her eyes drawing me in, asking me to look again. "You're missing something. Take a breath for a second. What are you missing?" I did as she suggested. I took a breath. I asked to see more clearly, and then I felt it. They helped each other. That's right. My belly felt warm at the realization. They helped each other. Each was given, and was given exactly what they needed. "Exactly," she proclaimed with a smile. "And that's what you have noticed about your experiences lately. There's no separation between you and the people you meet. You are simply allowing love to move between you in order to heal all that needs to be healed." I reached for my tea, took a sip, and felt nothing less than gratitude. By being kinder to myself, I was kinder to others. By honoring myself, I honored others. And by involving God, it was all done with ease. We were never alone. And a choice for love was a choice for peace, for healing.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.